Brussels, Belgium, is sort of like the Washington, D.C. of Europe. It's here, in the seat of the European Union, that the 27 nations that make up the EU hash out their common policies. I'm sitting in the office of Bjorn Hansen. He keeps an eye on chemicals for the European Commission's Directorate General for the Environment. To give me an idea of how ubiquitous chemicals are in our everyday lives, Hansen points around his office.
Just us sitting here, you are probably exposed to chemicals which come from the office furniture, which have been used to color the textile, which has been used to create the foam, the glue under the carpet that we're sitting, you name it, you're exposed.
So is all this exposure harming our health or the environment?
We by far do not know what chemicals are out there, what the effects of those chemicals are, and what the risks are associated with those chemicals.
In the European Union, that uncertainty led to a new law known by its acronym REACH. That's R-E-A-C-H. REACH requires that tens of thousands of chemicals used in everyday products in the EU be studied and registered. If a substance cannot be safely used, manufacturers will have to find a substitute or stop using it. REACH has at its core a radical shift. It's no longer up to the government to prove a chemical is unsafe.
The burden of proof is on industry to demonstrate safety. And by demonstrating the safety that they think, they also take liability and responsibility for that safety.
Even for industries accustomed to tougher European regulations, REACH was alarming.
There were quite violent opposition in the beginning.
Lena Perenius is with the European Chemical Industry Council.
In the EU, we already had a very comprehensive set of regulations for ensuring safe use of chemicals. And the industry saw that this was putting an unreasonable burden on the companies.
Corporations may not have liked it, but the measure had strong public support. After several contentious rounds of negotiations, Perenius says the industry feels it got key concessions that'll make the far-reaching law workable. Now, she says, the industry has come to see the upside of REACH.
Now, when we have the responsibility, that gives us a little bit of freedom to demonstrate in the way we believe is appropriate how a substance can be used safely.
Here in the U.S., momentum is building for a more REACH-like approach to regulating chemicals. New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg says he'll introduce a bill that would shift the burden of proof for safety onto manufacturers.
Instead of waiting for a chemical to hurt somebody, it will require companies to prove their products are safe before they end up in the store, in our homes, and in our being.
Environmental Protection Agency Chief Lisa Jackson recently told a Senate committee that out of an estimated 80,000 chemicals in use, existing law has allowed the EPA to ban only 5 and to study just 200.
Though many of these chemicals likely pose little or no risk, the story is clear. We've only been able to effectively regulate a handful of chemicals, and we know very little about the rest.
More than a dozen states, from Maine to California, have already moved to toughen safety standards for chemicals. Even the American Chemistry Council has agreed to support more vigorous regulations to assure consumers that the chemicals in the products they use are safe. As always, the devil is in the details, but the coming reform is shaping up to look a lot like what Europe is already putting in place. For the Environment Report, I'm Liam Moriarty.